Christ is risen today. Hallelujah.
Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
This morning, I'm motivated to share with you some words from the gospel reading. Thanks, Maggie, for that wonderful rendition of the reading. And it's the very, very last verse of the reading. It goes something like this. Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. Seeing is believing, isn't it? Seeing is believing. Or is it a case of mistaken identity? I don't know about you, but in my family, I happen to have twin brothers. I'm not one of the twin brothers. But I have twin brothers, and for years it was very, very difficult to identify them. And they would get up to all sort of different pranks, and my mother would probably spank the wrong twin. And I'm not sure what they're doing these days, but I do know is that they decided to live far apart. One lives in Leeds, England, the other lives in Toronto. And so it's easier to identify them when you see them in their own context. But Mary had a little difficulty identifying someone with whom she had worked and traveled for years. She did not recognize the Savior. The risen Lord, the most important sign of Easter, was not recognized. But there are lots of signs that Easter is here, aren't there? We have Easter parades, Easter egg hunts, and the other day I saw an ad in the newspaper, and I don't know if anyone has seen this, there's actually an Easter egg hunt sale at a certain major store in the city. And I'm not sure what they're going to do. They probably have Easter hunts for the kids while the parents are shopping or something like that. I was really curious to know what that is all about. But for many, this weekend is just a long weekend or time to attend a sporting event or some other event. Granted, many of the signs of the season have absolutely nothing to do with the Christian observance of the historical events concerning Christ, our Savior and Lord. So today, I'm asking each and every one of us to think about hunting for more than eggs this Easter. Because it appears that we as Christians are increasingly in a battle in this society to keep Jesus as the emphasis of our religious holidays. And I know that it's no secret to the people in the room today that the word holiday actually came from an old word, holy day, H-O-L-Y-D-A-Y. So in fact, a lot of the holidays have traditions based in being holy, taking a time of rest and reflection, etc. But that's for another reflection. So let us make a special effort to place Christ and the cross back into the forefront in our church, in our homes, and in the community. For the real signs of Easter help us as Christians to provide tangible ways to proclaim our faith. And so let us join with others to make the empty tomb a predominant symbol of Easter this year. And so the gospel reading for today very quickly talks about two things. First of all, the empty tomb, and secondly, Jesus' appearance to Mary. And if we looked at verse 1 again, it says, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw the stone had been removed from the tomb. Circumstantial evidence, perhaps. But Mary is recorded to be the first witness to the resurrection of Jesus. But she did not initially come to that conclusion based on what she had seen. Because at that point she had seen what? A tomb, an empty tomb. However, at that point, she was wondering whether or not someone had taken the body of the Lord out of the tomb. But then she saw a little more. She saw the linen wrappings. They were also in plain sight. And she was not the only one to see the linen wrappings. The other disciple, who we believe is John, saw the wrappings lying there as well, but he did not go in. So what we are seeing here is that little by little, there's more revelation of the risen Lord. Simon Peter then came along. And we know Simon Peter, impetuous, he just likes to keep things moving. And so Simon Peter, he rushed by everybody. He went right into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there. And then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in. He saw and believed. But the question I'm posing today, what did he see and what did he really believe? So is seeing believing, or is believing seeing? Is seeing believing, or is believing seeing? When we believe that something is there, do we see it? Some people use fancy words like visioning and all that stuff, but we're going to keep it simple today. And so sometimes we go through what we call leaps of doubt, don't we? Because we're not quite sure. Maybe yes, maybe no. There are so many different versions of what might or might not have happened. And so quite often we go through leaps of doubt. And interestingly enough about eyewitnesses, we can have eyewitnesses who have completely different versions of what occurred. I was listening to the news the other night, and I basically turned the television off. It was about the situation that's developing in Sacramento. And you might have seen some clips on it around the death of a young man. And one version is that this person was in the act of committing a crime. The other version is that this person was in the backyard of his grandmother with his cell phone. Who saw what? Is seeing believing, or is believing seeing? Interestingly enough, somewhere along the line, people go through phases of doubt. And it was only after that they had seen the empty tomb that the disciples remembered what the scriptures and Jesus had said. But many here today, I'm sure, can identify with Mary. She stayed on. She stayed on, and at that point, she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying. And after an exchange with them about why she was weeping, and while she was at her lowest point of despair, Jesus appeared to her. And isn't that the way God works sometimes in our lives? Just when everyone has given up on us, and just when we are so sad and we are down, Jesus appears. Not necessarily the way we expect him to appear. Quite often, Jesus appears to other people. Someone who gives us a smile. Someone who gives us a helping hand across the street. Someone who helps us to take our groceries. Someone who actually leaves the door open for us to come through. Jesus appears in many forms. So Jesus appears to Mary. But guess what? He appears to Mary. Mary turned around and saw Jesus. But she did not recognize him. So the question that I'm posing today, if Mary expected to see Jesus, do you think that she would have seen him? Yes. But Mary expected to see the gardener, because guess what? She was in a garden, right? She was in a garden, so she expected to see a gardener. And so because she expected to see a gardener, she saw a gardener. How strong do you think Mary's faith was at that time? How strong is our faith today? Well, a little about faith. One definition that I really like about faith, I threw it up on the screen, and you might recognize this, and I know that there's so many different versions, but I like the King James Version. It's so, it has a ring to it, doesn't it? And look at what it says. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's faith. We step out already visualizing what God is going to be doing in our lives, what God is going to be doing here at St. George and Young, what he's already doing, and we probably don't recognize. And that's from Hebrews 11, verse 1. So do we believe? Do we believe? Well, generally, people who hear about the resurrection need time before we can understand this incredible story, because it is an incredible story. And like Mary and the disciples, we pass through phases of belief very quickly. At first, we may think that it is impossible to believe. Oh no, that couldn't be true. This is a fabrication, isn't it? But like Peter, and the analysts in the room will do this, we analyze everything. Like Peter, we might check out the facts. Check out the facts. But even after checking out all of the facts, we might still be confused. Perhaps only a personal experience of Jesus would cause us to accept the fact of the resurrection. And many in the room, I am sure, have had personal experiences of Jesus. But we move on and we look at verse 16. Jesus said to her, Mary. And she turned and said to him in Hebrew, Rabboni, which means teacher. At last, she recognized Jesus by the sound of his voice. And so, my sisters and brothers in Christ, that's one of the reasons why we endeavor to worship with all of our senses, and we tune into God using all of our senses, using our listening, using all of the attributes with which we've been blessed. Now, people have testified about their personal encounters with Christ, and these could be in so many different forms and through other people as well. And many encounters with Christ just cannot be explained. But they're often described as what? Divine providence. They're sometimes described as the hand of God. And they're sometimes described as the working of the Holy Spirit. But having experienced Christ, we make a commitment to serve God. We begin to understand the reality of God's presence with us. Mary Magdalene, after she was convinced, she went and announced to the disciples, I have seen the Lord. And she told them that he had said several things to her. So my sisters and my brothers in Christ, what do we do this Easter morning to help us to recognize Christ? What do we do? Well, there are a few thoughts from the scripture for today. First of all, we have to take a leap of faith, because everything isn't easily explainable. I'm sure that the scientists in the room will explain to us, how is it that we are inhaling oxygen, that there is air in the room and we cannot see the air, right? The scientists will explain that to you. Don't depend on me for that. But there are some things which are not easily explainable. So we need to take a leap of faith. Take a leap of faith. And like the rest of Jesus' followers, Mary probably did not expect Jesus to rise from the dead and appear in human form. But Mary's faith was simple and direct. So three things we can learn from Mary today. Be faithful. Be faithful and determined. Mary had been faithful, and she was one of the few followers of Jesus present at his crucifixion. And in today's gospel account, we know that she returned to the tomb and stayed around. Mary's faith was simple, but it was genuine. Simple, genuine faith. So first of all, let us remain faithful. Secondly, let us stay in contact with God. Let us continue our relationship with God. And one way of doing this is through prayer. Let us take everything to God in prayer. Recently, I was involved in a conversation about prayer. And if you missed Father Simon's talk on prayer at the end of our series on the Gospel of John, you missed a treat. And one of the things that came up about prayer is how people pray. And we pray in different ways. Some people are very vocal and demonstrative. Others are very contemplative and speak directly to God. But a very important part of prayer is what? Listening to God. And it's only after Mary listened to the voice of our Savior that she recognized him. After he had called her name. Listening. So let's just stick around. Let's just keep in touch with God and benefit from the Christian fellowship with others. See what God will reveal to us and what he will accomplish through us. So first of all, be faithful. Secondly, have conversations with God. Speak to God. Speak with God and listen. Ask. And when we take something to God in prayer, the third thing we need to do is to be ready and accepting. You know what? Quite often we ask God, and God replies, and God presents us with the answer. And sometimes we're not ready for the answer. We're not ready. And on a very, very personal note, and I hope we do not have any sensitive people in the room today, we've put before God the desire for growth in this parish. Not to balance the budget, but to take the gospel to more people. That's the reason for growth. And guess what? When growth continues, we've got to be ready. We have to have people show up when they're on duty as ushers. We have to have people show up when you're scheduled to read. I have to show up so that when people are here, they're greeted. We have to be ready for growth. And so when God presents us with what we request, we have to have an open heart, we have to have open minds, and we have to be ready to accept the blessings. So we must be ready to respond to God's call for Christian service in whatever form it might take. Mary was obedient as she grew in her understanding, and she was honored to be the first to see the risen Christ and was entrusted with the first message of the resurrection. So my sisters and brothers in Christ, hallelujah, Christ is risen. And we see signs of the risen Christ and the signs of life everywhere in what we do and in who we are. Today we have much for which we can be thankful this Easter. And I hope that we too will experience Jesus and, like Mary, declare the risen Christ to all around us. Declare the risen Christ in our homes, and in my home I have lots of work to do. And so declare the risen Christ in your homes, in your neighborhoods, with everyone with whom you come in contact. And those who believe will see God's revelation of his Son in Jesus Christ. And we know the scripture. We know from scripture that as Jesus hung on the cross, one of the others being crucified looked across and actually recognized Jesus and asked for forgiveness. And you know what? Jesus didn't say something like, "My brother, you know what? I've been preaching all these years and you didn't respond. And now I'm on the cross, helpless, and you're asking me to help?" No. That's not what Jesus did. Jesus said, "My brother, it's never ever too late. Everything is in God's time. Today you will be with me in paradise. And so we must be open, we must be forgiving, we must understand that people will come to faith in their own time and not be judgmental. But could it be that we are losing out because we fail to recognize Jesus in the everyday people and situations that we face? Are we like Mary, who encountered Jesus in the garden and failed to identify the true Christ? This morning, you will hear the bells ringing at the consecration. It's not the fire alarm. But this is one reminder of Christ's presence with us as we break bread and share a meal with each other. And the good news is that God is always with us, although we need to look closer, we need to look more closely. And we are also reminded that we are all his vehicles to spread the good news everywhere. So my sisters and brothers in Christ, let us consider it a privilege to serve our risen Christ. Hallelujah! Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we pray that you will be always with us. Give us a sense of your presence and help us to recognize you among us. Amen.